Hey guys, welcome back to Real Time Crime. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Janae.
And today we'll be covering a missing child case. This child went missing back in 2019. Her name is Paisley Schultes, and it took place in New York. Take it away, Janae.
So as Hannah said, this is a missing child case. And although that sounds pretty frightening, this story does have a happy ending, and I don't think we've had a story with a happy ending, so I'm kind of excited for this one. So Paisley is a 4-year-old girl that went missing in Tompkins County, New York, and was last seen on July 13, 2019. She was actually kidnapped by her biological parents, who at the time did not have custody of her. And both of her parents had run-ins with the law. In one case, for example, her mom had missed court appearances. Her dad had felon, or Paisley's dad had felony charges. And just overall, they both had problems with the law. So she was abducted by her, like I said, by her biological parents, Kimberly Cooper, who was 31 at the time. And in the missing persons report, she was described as a 5'3 woman, 150 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. And Kirk Schultes, Paisley's father, was 30 at the time and was described as a 5'11 man, 180 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. So when Paisley was reported missing in Cayuga Heights, Kimberly, Paisley's mother, was scheduled to appear in the town court for traffic violations, according to some police documents that I read. So Kimberly was scheduled to appear in court on July 11th of 2019, and that's the one that she missed. But Paisley went missing 2 days later, July 13th of 2019. So this is around these days is sort of, when all the chaos starts. So with the November court date, the July court date, and a third one that she had missed prior to these two, they all led to a warrant being issued for her arrest. So now that there's an issue, out for her arrest, and days after Paisley goes missing, a lot of chaos is arising, and not only are they searching for Paisley, but there's also a manhunt for Kimberly. And from what I could tell, the town that they're in Tompkins County, is a very small town. So everyone was very actively searching for both of them. So the police was very actively searching for Kimberly, but also very actively searching for Paisley, obviously for different reasons. The case seemed like it went cold very, very quick. They got some leads here and there between 2019 and 2021, or sorry, 2022. But none of them really, went anywhere. Kimberly was couch surfing from what I heard, although she had a warrant, they really couldn't find her. And no one could really lead anyone to find Paisley. The one thing I did find was that the father, Kirk, he didn't really have anything to hide, so he just kept, living on his normal life. Along with his father, Kirk Sr. So Kirk and Kirk Sr. lived in Saugerties, all still in New York, which is about 160 miles from the town where Paisley went missing. Through the past 2 years, many people had actually anonymously sent tips to the police, in the town where Paisley went missing, and they had actually led them to the same house, in Saugerties. But unfortunately, the police would search the house. And one thing I do want to point out is that they didn't always have, or actually none of the times, they didn't ever have a warrant. So when they don't have a warrant, I think the search is very limited, because if Kirk or his father didn't give them access to the house, I think the search is very limited. They can deny them access to the house, or they can, I think they can even like kick them out at any point, and Hannah, correct me if I'm wrong. I think that's what it is, without a warrant. So from what I read, sometimes, Kirk would give them minimal access to the house, or sometimes they would resist. And even other times I read that they would, confidently let them in and be like, just look around, no one's here. So the police were at this house for over 2 years. And so, for the past 2 years, they never found anything. But on February 14 of 2022, the police received another anonymous tip. And I know what you guys are thinking, another tip going to the same place. But this tip told them the child is there. I know you guys have been there a long time and many, many times, but the child is actually at that house that you guys have been at many times. And they told them, Paisley's at that house, so you guys should go. So what the police did differently this time is that they actually got an arrest. And I'm going to read an article, an excerpt from the CNN article, because I think what the police did this time was very strategic and very smart in actually planning the search for Paisley. Okay, so the article reads, quote, "We immediately sent uniformed police officers to the residence, and they stationed themselves outside the residence around 4 o'clock in the afternoon of February 14, 2022. The purpose of that was to make sure nobody left or came while our detectives were drafting up the search warrant. Once that search warrant was issued at approximately 8:06 p.m., we executed the search warrant." Quote. So I think this was crucial for many reasons. For those 4 hours from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock that they were just sitting out there, that gave them enough time to write up the warrants, make sure that no one left the house, make sure that no one entered the house. And even if someone would have left the house, that would have been, I think, in my opinion, enough reason, to enter and search the house even without a warrant. So, like I said, this was very strategic of them, in my opinion. Which leads me to the next part. This is another excerpt from this article. It reads, "For the first time, detectives were able to search every room in the house and go to the basement, where the police chief said they found what resembled an apartment. There was a kitchen, there were bedrooms, a living room area. One of the bedrooms was devoted to Paisley. It had her name on the wall. There were clothing items that were spread about the room. The bed had appeared to have been slept in. The residents told the police that the girl was not at the home, and they said they had set up the room that way in case she ever returned. The child's room was also near a staircase, which the police would eventually discover the young girl and her mother hiding under. The detective made the discovery after noticing something was odd about the stairs, and after a closer look, saw a blanket between the cracks. So they grabbed some tools and start disassembling the staircase. As they're removing the steps off the staircase, they see a set of feet, small feet. In that hiding spot, police also found blankets, a pillow, clothing items, adding as if it was apparent that that location had been used more than once. It is our opinion, quote, based on the investigation, that this location was used probably each and every time that we sent an officer to the residence to follow up on a lead. Quote. So when I read this whole article, it just like blew my mind, because I feel like this just gave me, like, literally they just proved that every single time for the past 2 years that the police had been sent to this house, they used this staircase to hide Paisley. And for them to have an actual room for Paisley, can you imagine? Like, Paisley had been living in this home, and I don't know. I think there's just so much to like process in this small excerpt. Like, for example, the bed that obviously had been slept in, right? And then they use as an excuse, like, oh no, we just have it just in case she comes back. Okay, there, I understand, there's a different way that everyone copes with missing people, and if someone passes away and things like that, I understand. But in this case, obviously, like, Paisley was actively living there and she was actively sleeping there. And then it was also like strategically placed next to the staircase where she was hiding. So everything about this just like blew my mind. But like I said, it does have a happy ending. She was found to be in good health. fortunately, because she was taken good care of in the past 2 years. So the only thing I found that was like a little bit upsetting, which is normal, was that she like wasn't in good spirits. She was sheltered for 2 years, which is totally normal. At the time of this recording in 2023, she is or will be about 7 years old. And you know, my hopes for Paisley is that she is, you know, slowly reintegrating into our society with lots of love and therapy and everything that she needs. I know she doesn't have, you know, her biological parents, but I really do hope that she has whoever will be her parents or her loved ones. I really do that do hope that those parents love her and provide her, you know, with all the essential love and everything that she needs to reintegrate into society. So Kimberly, who is Paisley's biological mother, was arrested and was charged with custodial interference in the second degree and endangering the welfare of a child, both misdemeanors. Kirk and Kirk Sr., who are Paisley's father and grandfather, were both charged with felony custodial interference in the first degree and misdemeanor endangering the welfare of a child. Funny thing, they all pled non-guilty and were scheduled to appear in court at a later date. The most recent update that I found on this case was as of February 2022. So as soon as I, you know, we hear anything as far as their courts or any of their charges, we'll be sure to like update. But I think the moral of the story and the happy ending is that Paisley was found and that she, I'm sure, is doing great, and I hope she's thriving. So,
Hope she's doing well. I'm glad that we actually have a case that ended happy. That's really nice for a change.
I know. So that's all I have for today's episode. Like I said, thankfully today's was a happy ending.
So we are going to be continuing into February with the category of missing children. So we will see you again in 2 weeks with our next episode on March 2nd.
And as always, if you haven't already, don't forget to follow us on social media at Real Time Crime.